Okay, let's do it.
Previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
In 1959, Cheese Bro went to the oil fields in Titusville, Pennsylvania, and learned of a residue called rod wax that had to be periodically removed from oil rig pumps.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Why is it Vaseline just called rod wax? I think that's the association most teenage boys associated to, right?
They wanted to sell some of it.
Was Cheese Bro, was he a chemist? I mean, how did he all of a sudden figure out how to duplicate this stuff in mass quantity?
I thought I covered this. Cheese Bro was a chemist, okay?
Okay, oh, there you go.
Cheese Bro was a chemist.
It's going to be a lyric in a Pearl Jam tune.
Cheese Bro was a chemist.
Cheese Bro was a chemist. Yeah, rod wax.
AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's
rod
up?
Wax was the topic last week.
Yeah, can't get enough of that rod wax.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, is twin brother Billy.
Hello.
He has a beautiful blue, navy blue Henley on tonight.
Oh, we're back to fashion.
And the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien, on the program. Hi, Clay.
I believe that's royal blue.
You're right.
Is it royal blue?
Yeah.
Always talking about Bill is...
I happen to like it, thank you.
I think it's because I'm his twin brother that he has, like, cooler clothes than me, so I tend to notice these things.
Well, you got red on, so well, it's I got like the Bloods and the Crips over here.
That's right.
Actually, Pat has two pieces of clothing that once belonged to me.
He's wearing it right now? Wow.
Wearing them, both of them.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That brown shirt and that jacket.
At birth, you doubled your wardrobe.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Bill loves to shop.
He does.
He does. What are you doing this Easter season,
fancy
Bill?
Boy.
You're a candy guy, too.
I got some candy yesterday.
What kind?
I got some Chewy Airheads.
Ooh.
Nice. And two boxes of Lemonheads. I was at the dollar store.
They got Lemonheads at the dollar store?
Got the big box.
How much are they?
A buck.
A buck. Everything's a buck. You been to the dollar store lately, Clay?
I have not.
I went there about a week, right as I got laid off from my last position.
Oh, okay.
Right to the dollar store.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And peruse the aisles. And they do have pretty good junk food at the dollar store, I have to admit.
I didn't know they had any snacks whatsoever.
They do. They have frozen stuff. Like, you can get a frozen Zaha.
Get a Hot Pocket for a dollar?
You can.
You get one?
Yes, one. I think, that's where the dollar store makes their dough, on the margins for food, right?
Sure.
Because all of a sudden you're like, hey, a can of soup is a buck? It's not a buck at most other stores, right? But then you can get, 400 plastic forks for a dollar as well.
That's right.
It kind of evens itself out. But they do go there they're making their margins on the food.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Because you go and you go, I got to get some plastic containers, maybe some toilet paper, toiletry stuff.
I got some fingernail clippers, some nose hair clippers.
Yeah.
They're garbage.
Mom, I'm going to the dollar store. We got no nose hair clippers.
My nose hairs are out of control.
Yeah.
Time to go to the dollar store.
Where are the car keys?
That should be the commercial, right?
My nose hairs are out of control.
Yeah, that's all the guy's looking in the mirror. He's kind of frustrated. He goes, my nose hairs are out of control. Time to go to the dollar store.
He's holding $1 bill.
Right, and it cuts him. He's holding the dollar bill, and he's in line at the dollar store, and he's purchasing some nose hair clippers. And that's it. And the girl goes, good pick.
Well, Bill's nose hairs.
Good pick.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Bill looks nice and trim, so it must be worth it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I noticed Patty's got a pen and paper
out.
My new shtick.
That's scratch paper.
I got a little scratch paper. I like to kind of hit it, and I don't know. It makes me feel more host-like,
Yeah, right.
Oh, I want to take it and whip it like Letterman used to throw the cards at the wall.
You're like
stuff.
A news egg. You're like Mark Sapulsa.
Sapulsa? Okay, I'll take Sapulsa.
Marquette alumni.
Yeah. Hey, how about these Loyola Ramblers?
Unbelievable.
You been watching this?
Absolutely. Of course.
Final Four?
I don't think it's really sunk in yet.
No.
That they've gotten this far. It's crazy to think about. It's crazy.
It is crazy to think about. Did you fill a bracket out this year?
No, I haven't filled a bracket out since 1991.
I know, me neither. I feel
UNLV days.
I haven't done a bracket since UNLV.
Tarkfish.
Running Rebels. Mm-hmm. But it's really remarkable that even in Chicago, if you were to say that a Chicago college team was going to the Final Four, I don't think you'd Viola would be like your third pick.
They wouldn't even be on my radar.
You'd say DePaul?
Right. I'd be like, DePaul,
UIC,
U of I.
Northwestern.
The Columbia College Lakers, perhaps.
Jet Stoners.
The Columbia College
Lakers have not shown up for the national championship game in protest of guns.
There's gaff tape all over the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
There's gaff tape everywhere.
That's how the coach at Columbia College Chicago, that's what the coach of the basketball team does. He's like a gaffer. He's marking down tape for everybody.
The whole team wears
Jimmy, then you're going to cut. Hold on, tape that move down.
You're going to cut. We're going to set up some lights, and then we're going to build this stage, and then we're going to play the second half.
We're going to play. And can I have the Hoosier soundtrack pumped up in here during practice, please? Little Jerry Goldsmith.
They're always wearing black jeans.
Yeah. But this Final Four, boy. Exciting.
You think they can beat Michigan?
I do. I really do. Yeah. We'll find out. It's probably going on as we speak. Or are they the first or the second game on Saturday?
Actually, it'll probably be like in the late second half as we just started this show. It's a 6:05
Billy,
start.
What kind of game do you see it playing out as? A blowout? Like a buzzer beater type thing? A close one?
I don't know. I'm going to say it right now.
What are your keys to success for the Rangers?
Here's what I'm going to say. If Loyola needs to play the disciplined style of basketball they played all year. They're shooting like 40% on the three-point mark. That's a lot. That's good.
They don't take a lot of bad shots.
They shoot about 70% free throws. They're a great team. Defensively, they're really strong. If they're two guards...
They match up very well with Michigan. Similar team. Yeah. Wants to control the pace of the game. Michigan's got that big German center. Is he German?
Yeah, but then Loyola's got the kid from the freshman center who got Missouri.
He's very good. He's very mobile. He's got good footwork.
Yeah, Sadburns.
All right, here's my going to be a prediction.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to take Michigan by 6.
Oh, come on.
Boom, I'm taking Loyola as an upset. And not only are they going to upset, they're going to win by 8. It's going to be a shocker.
Uh-huh.
They're
going to
come out early. They're going to fire the rock early. They're going to pass the ball maybe 100 times a half. And we'll
pass
see.
It 100 times a half.
100. I want the ball passed 100 times a half.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, I heard that.
Quite a bit.
I heard one of the announcers while I was watching the Loyola game last time. They passed the ball 100 times last half. You got to wait.
Who's that? Southern basketball coach?
I didn't know there was a...
Most basketball
These
experts.
These SOBs pass the ball 100 times.
Right. If you want to become a basketball expert on a sports network or on TV, you either adopt the name Doctor. Right? Dr. Clayton O'Brien, basketball specialist, and you come on and
O'Brien.
Yeah, you don't know. Or you're just you come on and go, "Hey, basketball." I know a little bit about basketball.
I don't know.
We used to call it shooting buckets. These kids don't know darn Dutton. That's Southern Jimmy Basketball on his take for the NCAA finals.
Yeah.
I'm from Texas.
I'm from Texas, and I'm from Oklahoma, and I'm from...
Wait a minute.
Whatever
hold on
the
a
biggest
second.
Basketball stadium
hold on a second. Why does every analyst have to be... there are lots of people from the East
That's not
Coast.
Even the South, really. It's the Southwest. We're not even... And we're doing like a... Alabama, like mean Southern guy.
Yeah. Right. I'm pretty sure they talk like that in Oklahoma, too.
They do?
I think... I got a pretty good feeling that football is probably bigger than basketball in those states.
Has anyone in this room been to Oklahoma?
No.
Never.
Then let's not say things.
We got to have, you know what we need on this program?
We got to call Oklahoma.
We need a Southern dialect coach on this program. Because every time I do a Southern guy, he would say, well, that's a little bit of Jasper here in North Carolina. You know, he's coming up with counties and regions for every kind of Southern guy I sound like.
That would be
Where's
great.
Southern crazy basketball coach guy from? Well, he sounds like he could
you
be
should
from
make
Florida.
Him guess. You just do your accent and make him guess where you're from.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a Southern guy in.
Corpus Christi. Like, yes, sir, that's correct.
Our Southern listeners out there, I apologize.
Yeah, there's tons of them, I hear.
We're very big in the South. You'd be surprised. They love us down there.
Yeah.
No,
well,
that's not true.
I'll tell you what. I think that...
I want it to be true. I want to be big in the South.
Huge.
Huge. I'm huge in the South. Huge. Huge. You want to be... Listen, you want any kind of power in this country, you better be huge
in
the South.
You better be friendly to the Southerners.
Right.
Yeah.
And build some Southern robot heads while you're at it.
Who else do we have in the Final Four? Villanova and Kansas.
That's right.
Okay.
Kansas.
Nova. Right. I'll take Nova. I think Nova.
Nova.
Yeah. I think in my heart of hearts, I think if it could be a Nova Loyola Chicago matchup, I think Nova.
I'm gonna say.
God, I would love to see Loyola Chicago win it all.
I know,
really
it'd be amazing.
Would.
But I'm gonna say Kansas, Michigan, and then Kansas taking it home, rock chalk style.
Would you say what kind of style?
Rock chalk.
Rock chalk.
Rock chalk.
What's that now?
I don't
That's
understand.
That's their slogan at Kansas.
What does it mean?
I don't really know.
Then don't say it.
Right. No? If you asked half the basketball team, what's rock chalk mean? They'd go, well, I'm not too sure. We just say it a lot, and we score.
That's it. We pass 100 times a half.
Well, I think they're going to be the national champions. With Bill Self, remember him?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I'd love to be a basketball coach, college basketball.
Here's the one
coach.
Thing that we did talk about.
It's never too late, Clay.
This is the year.
I think I might.
Honey, I've decided something. I'm getting out of the tech business. I'm going to become a college basketball coach.
These are the reasons why. Yeah. You get to pace. You're constantly pacing.
Sure.
You get to jingle keys in your pocket or change. You get to chew gum and look crazy, and you get to yell. And no one seems to mind that you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
Right, that's true.
At kids who are not yours.
It's very true.
That's it. That's all I want.
Right.
Then after that, go, well, the boys did real well tonight.
Right. You don't have to know that much about basketball.
No, you don't.
Technique or anything. When they're that big and they're just throwing the ball around like that, you just go, get out there and play hard.
At that level.
Speaking of college basketball, everybody goes, guys.
Team.
I'll bet you guys, did you guys notice, did you see that Triton College won the men's junior college national basketball championship?
I did see that.
Championship?
What do they call it? Are they the Trojans?
The Trojans. Yeah.
Are they
correct.
The Trojans?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
I just attended Triton for a
big party over at Building J over there.
Party at J. Don't go to H, go to J.
I'm at K. Matt.
The kegs were flowing at Building J.
Put the kegs at Building J and we'll talk later.
Uh-huh.
Get the banners up.
Southern Community College
beer
advisor.
Director.
Southern Community College beer director. Put the kegs over at Building J. The Lakers won. The Trojans, I mean.
Sorry, I work at Columbia, too.
Sorry, I work at Columbia part-time as well.
Were we called? Was it the Columbia College Lakers?
I believe so.
That's amazing. Well, it is on the lake, so it makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
But I don't think that I don't think they had a name, and they showed up for their first game, and everybody looked at each other and went, I think we're the Lakers.
I want a Columbia College Lakers t-shirt.
Me too.
Jersey, uniform.
I think we might be onto something.
Ooh.
Might have to call Warwick Carter. He's still the president of Columbia?
I have no idea. I don't know. I owe them some dough still. That.
Oh, okay.
I saw that a guy picked Loyola to win the region in Las Vegas. He put $1,000 to win the region.
Okay, what did that pay off?
$75,000.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
That would have been nice. Speaking of which, Little Lotto tonight was $700,000.
Was it?
Yeah. I get excited about that stuff these days.
You missed out?
I don't know yet. I might have won. You never know. Mega Millions has rolled.
I bought my ticket today.
Again, yeah. It's up to what, 500 million?
Yeah, around there.
Something like that?
I'll take a look at it.
Take a look. Let's find out. Clay, you don't play the lottery.
No, I just don't.
What is it? How much is it, Bill? We got to see.
He's got a whole roll of
tickets. This is very light for Bill.
$502
million, sir. $502 million is the Mega Millions drawing. I believe that would have been last night. So if I won and you're listening to this.
Bye.
See you in paradise.
No, we're going to take on some Southern sponsors. You know what I mean?
I'm running for governor of Oklahoma.
If I win, honey, I told you, college basketball coach, and then when I'm 50, I want to run for governor of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever want to run for governor of Oklahoma, or if Loyola wants to win their Final Four game this weekend.
They're going to need some hearty McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yep.
In the locker room.
Lots of it.
Right before the pregame.
In the locker room, eating it out of a trough.
And all of you that are Loyola fans, if you want to like live in the moment with the team, you should have yourself a bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal,
absolutely.
Too. It's available at your local grocery store. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. The Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Telling your story. Welcome back. Yeah. It was only 12:40 a.m.
Yes.
Right before the break.
March Madness.
Yeah. We were talking a lot about March Madness.
Right.
Madness.
Yeah.
That's what they call it in Chicago. March Madness.
I love how every like regional like store, it's like, come down to Bill's Couches for March Madness.
Exactly. You know, and they're all selling mattresses.
Yeah.
You know? March Mattress.
Jerry's Brooms March Madness sale.
Tony, we just wrote 2 commercial spots tonight.
Yep.
For prospective ad agencies. They should be listening to this show.
We sweep the competitors down in Georgie's Brooms.
I got a great idea. You're going to get Emilio Estevez for the... he's going to become the spokesman for the dollar store, and he has nose hair problems.
There you go.
Now that's
what
good.
Do you think?
March Madness.
Print it. Bill, yeah. You said before the break, we were talking about Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks. You believe that they are... And you're somewhat kind of maybe... subliminally supporting the Kansas Jayhawks with that shirt tonight.
Oh, just because it's kind of their color. Yeah.
Royal blue.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Royal blue and red are their colors. The Kansas Jayhawks, now, you believe they are going to walk off with this thing and be the champions
this
year?
I think
they're
going to beat Michigan for the championship. That's my prediction.
Okay. And they have a chant that they, what is it called? You said it before the
Rock
break.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk?
Yeah. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Now, what's the...
A.K.A. the Rock Chalk Chant.
Okay.
Now, what is
all right,
that?
Here it is. Is a chant used at the University of Kansas Jayhawks sporting events.
This is where Bill reads from the internet, Clay.
The chant is made up of the phrase Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU.
We need some piano music behind Bill reading from the internet.
It's not as fun now because Bill's like at home rehearsing this bit now, and
it's not funny if he's good at it.
Just wait. He
can't. The chant was first adopted by the University Science Club in 1886. Chemistry professor E.H.S. Bailey and his colleagues were returning by train to Lawrence after a conference. during their travel. They discussed the need of a rousting yell. They came up with the rah-rah Jayhawk Go KU, repeated three times, which later became Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU.
That's a horrible explanation.
Okay. Wait, I don't understand.
Two guys on a train? So they're on a train. Mumbling to each other?
And they've like seven Rob okay, Roy's here, deep. And they're like, we got to come up with a chant for this Kansas team. Rock Chalk Jayhawk! No, I said everyone's yelling Rock Chalk Jayhawk a week
Well,
later?
Hold on. By 1889, Rock Chalk, a transposition of chalk rock, a type of limestone that exists in the Cretaceous.
The hills.
Here we go. See? C-R-E-T.
No. Say
you
it.
You can't spell it.
Cretaceous-aged bedrocks of central and western parts of the state, as well as on Mount O'Reed. Where the university is located, which is similar to the coccolith bearing chalk of the White Cliffs of Dover.
Come again.
Later replaced by the two Ra's. Those responsible for the change are unknown, with Bailey himself crediting the geology department and others. And others, an English professor, whatever.
The hell are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Kansas troops have used it in the Philippine American War in 1899, the Boxer Rebellion in World War II, in the 1911 Border War football game. Over 1,000 fans gathered in downtown Lawrence to visit a broadcast of the game by telegraph and participated in cheers, including the Rock Chalk.
Wow.
I mean, it keeps going. By the 1920 Summer Olympics, Albert I of Belgium asked for a typical American college yell, and gathered athletes replied with the chant.
Uh-huh.
Former United States President Theodore Roosevelt called the Rock Chalk chant the greatest college chant he ever heard.
Wow.
There it is, Bill. Wikipedia brought to you by Bill.
Ooh, good job, Billy. Ooh. The Rock, you learn something new on this program every week, whether it's stories of Emilio Estevez and Free Jack.
Right.
And the film director behind that one.
Which is basically our future.
Or you learn about the Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
KU.
Cadbury Bunny. That was
Speaking
the Cadbury
of that,
Bunny.
Whoa, you talking about the Cadbury
Why don't
Bunny?
We come up with a chant for the Loyola team? If two drunks on a train can do it in 1850, we can do it right now.
I know. What do we come up with?
Ramble on, Ramblers.
Ramble on! Ramble on!
Ramble on! Yeah, Zeppelin style?
I'm on my way, busy as 10 years to the day.
We'll get sued. You're getting sued by Led Zeppelin over silly chant?
How many years has it been since 1963?
Years have it been since 1963?
All right.
47, 47.
Somebody knows. We get a calculator?
Plus 55 years, I think?
Sure.
That's very good math, Bill, yes.
All right, so 55, so you're like...
55!
I can go! 55!
I thought it was drive 55. That's
I know,
a Sammy Hagar
song. You can say,
song.
I can go 55. You know, I can't go 55.
Or I can drive. I can drive to the bucket, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or how about, you know, ramble on!
Okay.
It's been 55 years! Took too long!
This is too long, man. Yeah. This is what, like, you got a chance at a game.
This is the most insane conversation we've had on the program.
I think ramble on.
In
is
a
it.
Week.
Ramble on. Why not ramble on?
Ramble on, sure.
All right, ramble on, Ramblers. Ha ha ha.
Now they're going to lose.
No. Don't say that. Nah, I really want them to do this.
No, I got
to
get their chi going.
You know what I think? You know what the thing is, though? This guy that's the Porter, whatever his
Porter
name.
Porter Moser.
Good basketball name, right?
He's,
I think of basketball when I hear that.
He's standing. I mean, even though he's got like I think 2 years left on his contract at Loyola, he is now in.
He's going to be coaching the Celtics next year.
Yeah,
he's just like not going to be hanging around
with
here
with all the stuff that's going behind that Adidas scandal and everything with all the coaches. There's going to be a lot of big time jobs that could potentially be open for him.
Right. That's the sad.
And someone's going to go and show him
that
the
money. That is the kind of the sad.
There's no Hackman. He's not Gene Hackman.
Right. How long are you going to stay at Hickory, Porter?
No, he will leave. Maybe he won't. Who knows? But
Clay, if you're
actually Loyola has the same colors as Hickory.
They do.
Exactly. From Hoosiers.
Do you think that they watch Hoosiers? Like that they at this point they're kind of on the Hoosiers train and they're watching that movie a couple times a week, maybe?
If Porter was a smart man, he'd play that last scene for him.
Where he goes, I love you guys.
Yeah. And then he hits the shot. It's great. It's amazing.
Best.
It's one of the most amazing things.
The David
ever.
And Goliath speech from Hoosiers?
Right, yeah. And he took a stone and he flung it.
We might have that. We might have to play that in a little bit.
Do you think that...
What?
What if? What would you do if Jimmy Chitwood actually...
Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers.
Showed up.
In played by actor... Here's
in a Loyola uniform. Like, Jimmy Chitwood checking into the game for Loyola.
It'd be amazing.
Deranged ex-actor.
Deranged ex-actor.
Under the floor.
Maris Vlamis is the actor's name, believe it or not.
He just starts sinking buckets.
That was the only movie he was in.
Maris Vlamis played Jimmy Chitwood. Is it Chitwood or Chitwood?
With a T.
Chitwood.
Chitwood, yeah.
It's Jimmy right. Chitwood.
Jimmy Chitwood.
I've asked, yeah.
Maris Vlamis was the actor's name. I don't know, I can't believe it.
That was the only movie he was in.
That's like a Final Jeopardy question, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who played Jimmy Chitwood?
In Hoosiers.
You know, on
Maris Ferris.
Right. Who's Maris Vlamis? And everybody goes, oh. How did he know? I bet you Ken Jennings from Jeopardy would know that answer.
Probably.
I bet you he wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Listener poll, how many of you have heard of Maris Vlamis? And when we spoke earlier, knew of his role in the film Hoosiers as Jimmy Chitwood. Or Chitwood.
Yeah.
See, now I've got to look it up.
You said Jimmy Chitwood. It's not Chitwood. It's Chitwood.
You know what you should do? Your kids haven't seen that, right, Patty?
Hoosiers? No, I watch it every month or so just for my own personal
You can actually go. You can go to that gym.
Honey, I'm going upstairs to watch Hoosiers. Leave me alone.
Honey, I'm driving to Hickory, Indiana. I want to see this gym in person.
Hickory! That would be something that
I would do.
You
can do that.
Can you?
Yeah, it's an actual place, yeah.
It's like a kind of like where they have the Field of Dreams museum, or not
but
museum,
it's like, it's
field in
correct.
Iowa, right?
It's the same thing, but it's got like the banner up and like Go Hickory, and it's like it looks like it did in the movie. A friend of ours, Pat Gibbs, brought his kids there and put some pictures online.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, very cool.
They let you play. They let you shoot around and stuff. It's nice.
We've talked extensively about
it. Drive the 5 hours and go see it.
Every year during the basketball tournament, Hoosiers seems to make its way into this program. Let's see. I'm looking for some Maris Vlamis info.
I love saying that.
Internet. Yeah, I do. And the Oscar goes to Maris Vlamis. It's actually, I'm saying it wrong. It's not Vlamis. It's Maris Valanius.
Valanius.
Is he Greek?
In Chicago, you say Maris Valanius.
Valanius.
But I'm sure it's Valanius. Maris Valanius. Maris Valanius.
I'll make it.
Valanius.
You got to do it slow. Like, I'll make it. Because he's got like four lines in the movie.
It's very quiet.
He doesn't need any.
Right. Listen, you're only going to have four lines in the movie. And I want to see you to seem like you're so good at basketball that you might be on the spectrum a little bit. So when you say at the end of the movie, I'll make it.
He had to be good at basketball.
Don't be good at it.
He had to have a good shot. Because there's the scene in that movie where he's talking to Hackman and he's shooting it on like the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes like nine in a row.
Right. I'm sure. Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
One shot.
When they auditioned, they were like, you know, Gene, we got this guy to play Jimmy Chitwood. He's not much of an actor, but he'll hit 15 free throws. In
Hackman's like, fine.
No, the production manager was like, book him. We're going to save some money. We want to move as fast as we can. Time is money here.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Well, my prediction is Loyola wins at a buzzer beater.
There you go.
Let's have a full Hoosiers party if that happens.
And Bill, you're right. It's Jimmy Chitwood.
Yeah.
Not Chipwood.
I knew.
All right. Do you know who did the soundtrack to Hoosiers, Bill? Because that's the most famous.
Jerry Goldsmith. You already gave it away earlier in the show.
I did. I just want to make sure you're listening.
Yeah.
Listening very hard. Easter.
Give it a rock chalk chant. Is
Easter
that what
we're
saying? Bill's excited about Easter.
Yeah, I'm excited about Easter too, Clay.
I forgot about it.
You did?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Resurrection.
That's why you see the commercials with the bunny. We haven't seen a Cadbury bunny commercial in a long time.
No.
Have you seen one lately?
No. They're out of business.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They can't be.
No, they can't.
Do you like the Cadbury egg?
No.
Well, I don't like that filling in it.
Yeah, I don't want a surprise in my chocolate, you know?
You don't?
I like caramel.
No, I want to know what's in the stuff I eat.
I like caramel.
You said caramel first.
Caramel
and then
or caramel?
You said caramel the second time.
Caramel,
so which is it?
Caramels, potato,
what do you, which
potato.
One do you say? Do you say caramel?
Nougat.
You didn't go to Mount Caramel High School, did you?
Caramel.
Yeah, nougat, right?
Yeah.
What is the stuff in a Cadbury egg? It's like goo.
I don't know
what it is.
Squirt the goo into that chocolate and get it on the assembly line ASAP.
My dad made the goo that went in the Cadbury eggs. That's how I have this boat.
This is all goo money.
What did your dad do?
It's like jelly, too, right?
Jelly?
No, not jelly, but...
Oh, my goodness.
It's rod wax.
It's rod wax.
Of course it's
rod wax. Thank you, Bill. What's in the Cadbury eggs, ladies and gentlemen? Rodwings. It's a deviation of Vaseline, flavored
the
Vaseline.
The Origins of Vaseline by Patty Houlihan.
That's right. You know when your kids get up in the morning and they're eating the chocolate with the flavored Vaseline in it? Go easy on them. Take the bunny suit off. Kick your legs up. Christ is risen.
What do you do on Easter? Go to church.
And I do. I go to my. I go to church. I take the kids. Yep. I take the kids to church. And then
do you wear powder blue?
I don't. You know, I. That is kind of a thing where like all the. That's like you see the people that go to mass all the time, and they're there on Easter, and they don't look any different than they normally do. But then you go in and you see all the grandstanders that have showed up for Easter that year, and they're
the
all
matching outfits.
Right, everyone's wearing seersucker and white bucks, and they're like, pink "Hallelujah, shirts. Christ is risen!" Mm-hmm. And you're like, "Hey, Kent, I haven't seen you here in 6 months.
Hey,
nice suit.
Yeah,
you know." I know, we're all going to have Eggs Benedict down the road after Mass.
That's why I put my whole family in Adidas jumpsuits and we walk in.
What do you do on Easter? I get the gang in Adidas jumpsuits. Take them to church.
Go down to church, slap a few people.
We got Our Lady the Beastie Boy.
Our Lady of Ad-Rock.
What parish you from? Our Lady of Ad-Rock. It's a Beastie Boy-themed Catholic parish.
It's in Brooklyn. We got a flight to catch.
We got a flight to catch. We're going to Our Lady of Ad-Rock for Easter.
I would go Brooklyn. To that. I would love to go to that.
Yeah, and when they just
Price is raising you.
Paul's Boutique all day long.
Right. Speaking of which, there's a Jesus Christ Superstar musical that's been being advertised all over TV.
I think it's at the Drury Lane.
No, it's not. It's live on TV on Easter this year.
Oh, no, there's
one. Oh, come on. Nobody wants to see
but
that.
Maybe you're right, Bill.
There's
you
one
might,
coming to Chicago.
There's,
oh, no, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Ooh.
I stand corrected.
I saw Donny Osmond do that.
You're it is at the Lyric Opera. Thank you. See, I know I had my ear. I wasn't going crazy.
Yeah,
are you going to go see it?
Sure, why not? That'd be a lot of fun. That's great music. Andrew Lloyd Webber. Did you know that Andrew Lloyd Webber is an avid listener of the Hoolies Hoolie?
No, he's not.
Every time he goes in to compose a song, he goes, I want to write a Hoolies Hoolie song, and I just can't come up with one.
Him and Nicolas Cage are here listening together.
They do. They drink tea,
they listen
to our program.
They sit in a Mini Cooper and listen to the show.
Right. Nicolas Cage and Andrew Lloyd Webber listen to our program together every week in L.A. They just jump in their Mini Cooper.
They share a fifth of Wild Irish Rose.
Right. Turn on the program. thank you, Nicholas and Andrew, for listening to the program. We love you.
Nick and Andrew.
Nick and Andy. The Adventures of Nick and Andy. A sitcom about Nicolas Cage and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Nick and Andy. Great program.
That actually would be ridiculous.
We could pitch that next week.
That could work.
Hey, NBC, I'm thinking I got a new program. Nick and Andy. Nicolas Cage, Andrew Lloyd Webber. They're cops in the South.
They would have to be Southern.
And Webber's trying to compose music to inspire Cage to solve the crime.
Webber's right. Playing air piano on the dashboard of the squad car all day, driving Cage insane. Boy, we went on a cliff there, didn't we?
You need the carefree TV announcer for that one. Like, tonight, Nick and Andy.
Stay tuned after the Loyola game for a new episode of Nick and Andy. CBS's great new drama about a cop played by Nicolas Cage and his partner played by Andrew Lloyd Webber, composer. It's fun. It's scary. It's great.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, I know.
Now shooting free throws is Maris Vilani of the Hickory Hoosiers.
50-year-old rookie.
50-year-old rookie, Jimmy Chipwood. Why not? Yeah. Yes, I'm excited for Easter. But what I was getting at is that they are having an Andrew Lloyd Webber. Well, obviously, he wrote the classic musical, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Correct.
Along
with Phantom of the Opera.
Hold on, Clay. Yep. That's where he's getting crisis.
Brutal scene.
Yeah, it is.
Brutal.
Herod's there, right? Mostel plays Herod.
He was also
Mostel play Herod
in
that?
Yes, he does.
I believe
he
does.
He was also Vice Principal Anderson in Billy Madison.
He was.
The revolting blob.
That's correct.
Yeah. Right.
Heck of a career.
The son of Zero Mostel from The Producers.
Aye.
Aye. Anyway, Bill, what I was getting at was John Legend is going to be playing, I believe, Jesus. Alice Cooper is in it, all right? And I can only think that he's got to be playing Herod. Yeah, sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
How can it go wrong?
With Alice Cooper? It never does. That's why Walmart has Alice Cooper khakis on
sale. Remember we were talking? Forgot about the Alice Cooper line at Walmart.
I don't know how we do it. About 8 episodes ago, we discussed that Alice Cooper has a brand of khaki pants that he has endorsed for the Walmart company.
Yeah.
Golf wear.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper khakis. Go get yourself a driver. Go out in your backyard, put on your Alice Cooper khakis.
Put black mascara on and play some golf.
That's right. Do you think Alice Cooper goes to Easter Mass?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does he go dressed as Alice Cooper? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah. He's probably down in Florida. He probably goes to Easter Mass and then goes and plays around 18 holes.
There you go.
He goes to Denny's.
Goes, schools out for summer.
Do you know Jordan Brooks and Travis Brooks?
I do.
The two brothers from River Forest and their dad, Rich?
Yeah.
Rich is their mom. I forget their mom's name. But anyway, their mom grew up and her best friend married Alice Cooper.
Oh, wow.
So Alice Cooper has like been in the neighborhood before, like at their house.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a very dear friend of theirs. And he's about as normal as can be. Uh-huh. And it's just because when you talk to the Brooks family, they're like, it's Alice Cooper's a brand. It's an act.
Yeah, totally.
Came up with it. You know?
Ozzy Osbourne, same thing.
I know, but Ozzy Osbourne, you know, he's...
No,
what was that?
It's a pretty good impression, actually.
That was pretty good. Can you give me some?
Prince of Darkness.
Right.
But I read this thing about Ozzy Osbourne, and he was in a band when he was like a teenager or whatever, and when he was starting out. And it was like flower power, like hippie stuff.
Sure.
And him and his buddies were sitting around and they were watching a horror movie. And they're like, if they can do this with movies, why can't they do it with music? So he said, let's start a horror movie type band. And they did.
It's perfect.
And it was called Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Right.
And it went on from there. So
getting back to Alice Cooper. That's my Ozzy.
Right.
That's a weird. I bet you hear that in most hospitals walking down the hall. That's the kind of noise you hear in a hospital. It
can
is.
You do that one more time?
Miss, my arm hurts, and I was wondering where the x-ray room is.
Speaking of hospitals,
it is like
remember that?
Yeah.
Like, what's that? Clay, what's that?
So when it's I was a hospital kid, sound. When I was a kid, I went to go see my grandmother in the hospital, and I had never really been in a hospital before, other than I obviously being born. You know,
but you don't remember,
right? And I was another freaking. I was walking down the hall.
There's a thing I remember being
born.
It was awesome.
Walking down the hall, and all you could hear out of this room was.
Bad noise.
Yeah, somebody going.
It was someone's voice.
It was like a guy in a bed, and like it was.
I was like, "Oh my god!" My dad was like, "Come on,
this guy's got a case of the gagas."
Right. Yeah. But the nurses were just kind of like going by their day, and you know, all of a sudden, but like every 2 minutes, you just hear.
You never forgot.
Hey, check on that guy. Something's not right. And they're like, he's okay.
Check on Eric in room 9. He's gagging again.
And Eric has arrived.
Eric's
again.
Back on the program. The lovely Eric.
But speaking of hospitals, so my job is I'm an estimator. So I go and I give people estimates in their homes and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly faced with dogs and cats and everything and birds.
Mm-hmm.
And people are pretty good about it usually, but they're always like, are you okay with dogs? I'm like, yeah. Is the dog okay with me? Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
And That's a fair question because some people have dogs now that are like the size of horses.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So this lady opens her door and her dog runs out and jumps on me and like nips me right on like my side, like on my waist.
Right. And then like, you pulled out a .45 and shot the dog and went, jobs for free.
I pulled out a crossbow and shot the dog.
Oh my God.
But I totally, I'm like, your dog just bit me. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. He never does that.
I'm sure. They always say that. Whenever somebody gets bit, the owner always goes, he never does
right,
that.
He's the nicest dog in the world.
I'm terribly sorry. He never does that.
Exactly. Just like your neighbor who went insane and like, you know, started mailing bombs to people. He was really a nice guy.
He never did that.
He always said hi to
he
me.
He never did that.
He never
barked surprised.
At
he
me.
Never, he never did that. He never barked at me. I can't believe he planted those bombs. He never did anything like that.
But I was taken aback, and I was confused. Like, I didn't know if I should go get a rabies shot or whatever, but it didn't really puncture the skin. It was more like a deep scratch.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was no blood drawn, I don't think, so I think I'm okay.
I think
but I texted the girl. I'm like, is your dog have his shots and all that?
You know, that brings something up today.
I'm not a dog guy. I'm not a dog guy.
You're not an animal guy.
I'm not an animal guy. I don't want animals near me.
I just thought of something.
I went
really
to the
weird.
Zoo today.
Did yeah. you really? That's
you
interesting.
You had a lot of animals around you.
Exactly. Listen,
you said you went to the zoo. And I just thought of this, though, how bizarre it is. Because you said, did he bark at you? Have you ever had a human being bark at you?
I've seen, believe it or not.
Have you really?
I've seen a human.
So I just went, ruff, 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 like that to
yes.
you?
Yes.
Where?
And you were there. We were once at a pizza place mm-hmm. called Bertoli's in River Forest.
You know we well, River the, Pizza.
We were with the coaches of like Little League and football coaches.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting around and they were talking amongst themselves and someone said something and I saw one of the coaches just turn and went, riff, and barked. And it was one of the strangest things I've ever seen because he
now
did
I remember this. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was Coach Joe.
Yeah, he did. But
he barked. He was like 70-year-old man.
Yes.
And he didn't think anyone saw him do it.
There's got to be
but
a
we form. Saw him do it.
We did. And I forgot, oh my gosh.
There's got to be.
I haven't heard that story in 20 years.
You know what? There's got to be a human out there that barks. It's like a Tourette syndrome kind of thing.
There's
right?
people out yeah. there that bark.
Imagine
for
if
sure.
you're like a technical software salesman, you know, and then you plug in the API.
Oh, like a big St. Bernard bark.
Yeah, you can't
like
help
a
it.
A deep one.
You just go
you're
back.
You're a job interview?
Yeah, you're like. I have great outward bound abilities, inside sales, outside sales, and I'm proficient with Salesforce. Lady goes, excuse me, sir, did you just bark? Oh, yeah, I have a thing. I tend to bark. By the way, if you don't hire me, I'm going to say that you're discriminating against barkers.
If you don't fire me, I'm going to bite you.
Yeah. Anyways, we were talking.
You're anti-barker, aren't you?
You know, it's funny. I got a guy. He just moved in next door to me, directly next door.
Uh-huh.
He's got a dog, and it's a barker, man. It's a bad one, barker, and it's a big black German Shepherd. So
is it
it's
like
not
a
like
rah,
a
rah, rah, rah,
no. It's a German Shepherd, so it's a scary looking dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's to the point where
I went to the zoo today.
I might have to call the authorities.
Yeah,
I got to talk about it.
Yeah,
maybe we
great.
Should talk about
zoo?
It. After.
Let's
should,
take
should
a break,
take,
huh?
We should take a commercial.
Okay, fine.
And we'll get
we'll
into your zoo visit,
all right? All right, we'll talk about the zoo after these messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death.
Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Listen to that, Clay.
Here it comes.
What is it?
This is called the Zoo.
Classic Chicago rock and roll record.
Oh, yeah.
Billy knows this one.
This is a boss. I'm sorry I'm 5 minutes late. They're playing the Zoo by Scorps on the way into work. I had to finish it.
Oh, yeah. I know this jam.
This is what you listen to when you're like putting up baseboards in someone's house.
This is a Saturday afternoon on your way to get a hot, like a Chicago dog on a Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Planning out your evening.
No, the background, there's like sounds like nail guns and compressors.
Right. And a little Final Four basketball on the screen behind you.
So we played this song, The Zoo, in honor of your visit to the zoo.
We did. I went to the zoo today. It's been spring break, so the kids are home on spring break. And
how'd it go?
Well, my wife yesterday, my daughter Charlotte's been complaining, everybody's going to Florida. Well, how come we can't go to Florida, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you want Florida? I'll build you Florida right here in the yard. I'm going to go to the dollar store, get me some nose hair clippers and a couple of blow-up flamenco trees. And we'll have Florida right here, honey.
We'll get you a Hawaiian shirt. You'll right. be all set. Uh-huh.
But what's in Florida? Is it Disney World or Disneyland?
One
or
of the Disney.
World. Thank you, Mike.
Scam.
The kids are like, wouldn't you love to go to Disney World? I'm like, no, I don't like Disney that much.
I don't like walking.
I know.
Here's the thing, though. I've heard from other people that said you don't have to be that into Disney to go on. It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
From numerous people that have told me this, they're like, no, you get down there and they're like, you don't expect it and you end up leaving.
What does Disney World have that Wisconsin Dells does not?
I don't know.
Gotta go down there and check it out.
Mickey Mouse? I'm flying down there to see Mickey?
Right. Come on. I just spent $5,000.
I'd rather fly to Boston and see Mickey Ward than go see Mickey Mouse.
There you go. I could get into that. In any event, Charlotte was complaining that, you know, everybody goes to Florida. And believe me, when I was a kid, we didn't have a ton of dough either.
Right.
But I grew up in like an affluent area.
I remember.
That shtick was always going on, you know. We're all going to Florida. Where are we going, you know?
No, but those people were going to like the
Caymans. We're going to the South Side. I'm going to visit my buddy Jimmy at the New Evergreen.
They were like going to like the Bahamas.
Here's $50. Go play the Golden Tee machine for an hour.
My family's going to the Cayman Islands for a month. You're in seventh grade.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So my wife is like, well, we've got to let's do some events while the kids are off, take them places. So she took Charlotte to the Art Institute of Chicago.
Cool.
Right? Had kind of a little Ferris Bueller's day off together.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then the next day, my wife was like, let's take the kids to the zoo. I was like, all right.
How was it?
It was the zoo. You know, I don't get excited for animals very much. But when I got there, the kids want to do everything but the animals. You know, I'm like, we're here for the animals. I want to see the big cats. And the kids are like, no, we want a plastic mold of an animal. Or we want
to hang out in the gift shop.
We want to go to the gift shop. We want to go to the carousel.
Arcade.
Look, there's a goat petting farm. I was like, a goat petting farm? There's a rhinoceros over there. Those are from Africa. I could see goats anywhere, you know?
See goats in Iowa.
Right.
Jerks.
Did you go see the rhinoceros?
So, you bet I did.
Yeah. Did you talk to it?
I said, are you hiring?
Did you see?
Hey, listen, you're not hiring, are you?
Did you see any rhinoceros hairs on it?
What? I did not see any rhinoceros hairs while I was there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, rhino, can you help me out with the hair loss thing?
You should have asked.
I know there's something in your food that you're eating that gives you that nice rhinoceros hair.
You should have asked what the proper pronunciation of his name is.
Hey, how do I say your name?
Not you're, talking, huh?
Is it Rhinoceros?
Not talking, huh? The quiet type. I know you. I used to be in sales.
I respect that.
I'm still in sales, Rhino.
I have a breakdown.
Right.
Man has breakdown talking to Rhino.
Starts barking at Rhino. Man starts barking at Rhino at Brookfield Zoo.
Hey, Man tackled for barking at Rhino.
Hey, Rhino, check this out. What do you think?
Man attacked by Rhino for barking at it. Beautiful. We never see the Rhino. The Rhino's always been very nice. He never acts like that. He never bites people.
He never done that before.
He never jumped over the fence like that.
Right. That's what the Brookfield Zoo worker. He never done that before. Or he ain't never done that before.
All of a sudden, he's Southern. There's Southerners so working at the Brookfield Zoo.
Lots
gotta,
of Southerners.
You got to admit a little bit. You get a little excited when you the opportunity to see like a lion. You
know? Exactly. And my kid, I say, hey, Mike, look, there's the lion. He was freaked out. He was like, don't get me away from it. I admired because you take your kids to the zoo and all that's running through your head, you're holding on to your kid, you know, because you've seen zoo accidents. We've grown up in an age where you're flipping through the channels at night and you see, you know, a little Filipino boy pulled by a lion into a cage or something.
Right.
I don't know why he's Filipino, but I just
okay.
It seemed appropriate in my brain, you know. That's how I envisioned it.
Yeah, but that's what the parents like dangling him over the edge. Like, look closer. And then they drop him. You know, like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Like,
but
screeches. Ah!
Now there's a gorilla, like, cradling my child like it's its own. How am I going to get it back?
Right.
Start barking at it.
Get my kid back.
Offer it a menthol cigarette.
Right. Hey, I got a pack of cigarettes.
Offer it a Mentos.
Hey, Rhino, you smoke?
Give it a Mentos.
Flip it a Mentos.
Hey, Rhino, you smoke? But you're dead for a heater in there, aren't you?
Man tased for trying to give Rhino a cigarette.
Right. Try one of these.
Here, I'll light it for you.
Here, hold up. Come up to the gate. I'll light it for you.
Ooh. Here, I'll get you going.
Put that in your mouth.
Stick out that big tongue. That's like,
there's probably zoos where there's monkeys smoking.
You like
that? Absolutely.
Like, right? There's got to be,
zoo in
right?
Thailand somewhere?
Yeah, right. Like with monkeys smoking. Sure. Yeah.
There's a zoo in Thailand where monkeys smoke.
I would love to see a monkey smoke.
That's where I want to take my kids this Easter vacation. You guys are going to Florida? We're going to a zoo in Thailand. They got monkeys that smoke at that zoo. It's unbelievable. Forget Disney World.
They got monkeys that smoke in the street.
They got an orangutan that can shotgun a beer in 4 seconds.
See, I would love to see that. You know, every time I go to the zoo, I want to see the animals, but they're always like sleeping or like underground or something.
There was some of that.
So I'm staring at like fake rocks.
Right.
Like, this is great.
This cost me $50.
$27.50 for this. Huh?
Yeah. But we went and, you know, my wife was enthralled with the monkey cage that they had that we went through.
Pretty impressive.
She was like, this is amazing. There was a sloth that was moving across a rope near us.
Yeah.
And see, I tend to be a little bit guarded and I'm like, hey, there's a monkey 4 feet from me, you know? I don't like
there's no like net or anything?
Not much, no.
Yeah, it seems pretty open.
No, and it smells like a zoo. It
smells horrible.
Yeah. It smells like a zoo. It
smells like
places.
Your apartment on Sheffield and Oakdale.
It did. Yeah. It did. Smells like my old apartment in here. Hey, Rhino, I know how it like what it's like.
Hey, Rhino, we smell alike.
You want my Marlboro Miles? Buy your way out of here.
Rhinoceros
buys his way out of zoo with Marlboro Miles. Smoking rhinoceros leaves zoo after he accumulates 50,000 Marlboro Miles.
Presents them to zoo director.
Presents them to zoo director Jimmy Chipwood.
Maris
Alanis.
So rough. It's like an Onion article.
Ah, it's fantastic. It just writes itself.
It really does.
The smoking rhino.
Hey, Rhino. I went to the zoo. It was very nerve-wracking after a while. But yeah, you're right. The whole time the kids...
Was it crowded?
It was packed.
Really?
Yeah, because...
break, right.
All the people that didn't make it down to Florida were at the zoo that day with their kids.
Yeah, right.
And it's just, it's expense after expense after expense. I was like, yeah, we can go to the zoo. All right. Parking tickets. You know, I'm thinking about that. Right? And you get through it, and then all of a sudden, it's like, all of a sudden, Charlotte's like, I want Dippin' Dots. I want a plastic monkey, you know, and I want. And I was like,
I want cheese fries.
I'm going, none of this is ever going to matter.
Did you eat that?
Everything I'm buying, nothing matters. Did I eat?
Yeah.
I got hangry while I was there. You start to get like that. I'm like, I got to eat something. Yeah, I got a cheeseburger. It was okay. Nothing to write home about.
No. All right.
Okay. You know, But then I went on the carousel. We did the carousel ride. It was lovely. And we had a nice family day of it. Okay. Came home. You know.
Very no, proud of you. Too bad Kittyland's not around. I had some adventures there.
I miss it. I really do. I really do miss Kittyland. You miss Kittyland, Clay?
Immensely.
Yeah, everybody does. We didn't miss it while it existed, though. That was the problem.
Yeah.
That's why it went out of business.
I liked looking at it from afar.
You did?
It was just nice to know it was there.
Clay, you had a racket for a while where you were selling Kittyland paintings and making money off of it.
That's correct.
People were like, yeah, here's Clay's an artist. He's drawn a lot of Kittyland paintings.
I did a Kittyland painting in honor of our buddy Robert Hostie.
That's right. Okay.
Many years ago.
And it was auctioned off at a benefit for Robert. Yeah.
Benefit.
Yeah.
Why I chose Kittyland to represent Robert, I think I remember him being fond of that place.
Of Kittyland?
Yeah.
I don't remember much about Kittyland. Other than they had the galleon ride, which was like a big boat that went back.
The Little Dipper?
It was like a permanent like street carnival. You know, like the old street carnivals you used to see?
And
the church carnivals?
Right. Like, you know, you think of movies like The Lost Boys and places like that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
Hey, I like this place. There's not any vampires in here, though.
Is there any Lost Boys in here?
Right.
Hey, Rhino.
I'm taking the kids to California. We're going to go to a carnival where they shot Lost Boys.
Do you think anyone's done that?
Sure. My parents are Lost Boys enthusiasts. They're very big fans of the Joel Schumacher film from the mid-80s starring the Corys. And when I was a young boy, they took me out to Southern California to that carnival. And we did not see any vampires, but my dad was very, very drunk. And was singing a lot of NXS the entire trip.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Corys. Corey Feldman
was just stabbed. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Corey Feldman got stabbed?
In L.A., yeah.
By who?
By
the Illuminati.
Somebody
like that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
It's something crazy going down.
You got the hat for it, Clay. Baseball season right around the corner.
That's right.
Are you excited for opening day? It was this week, so
opening day,
we're talking a little bit late of it. But I am excited. I think the White Sox are going to have a hell of a ball club this year.
Third place.
Third place?
Yeah.
Going to win it all, Clay. They're going to win the championship, the World Series championship.
Probably.
Mm. Right.
Uh-huh. I am going to do what I do every year and say that I'm going to go to a lot of games.
Yeah, and how are the Cubs going to do, Clay?
Last place. They won't win one game.
We were teeing you up for it.
It'll be 162-0.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, the other way around. 0-162.
I think the Cubs are going all the way again.
No.
You do, Bill?
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
World Series prediction from Bill on the Cubs.
I think the Cubs are going to the World Series. Yep. I've from what I've read and heard from a lot of people,
What have you read?
This is a better talented team than won it 2 years ago.
Says who?
A lot of baseball insiders are saying that. Now, whether or not I like their pitching staff too. I mean, they're strong all the way up and down that lineup, all the way around. They've got certain position players locked up for time being. They're good. They're really good.
Is there any Irish?
Believe me, I hate to say it, but
any players from Ireland on the team?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hey, Rhino. You want a cigarette?
But I think the Sox are going to be, I don't think the Sox are going to be as atrocious as we've had to deal with in the past couple of years.
No.
I think the Sox are like 2 years away. That's what everybody keeps saying.
The Sox have no choice but to be good.
No.
They have to do something.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Rhino, who's going to win the World Series?
Yankees?
I thought that was Eddie Vedder asking a Rhino. Hey, Rhino, who won the World Series?
Hey, Rhino, can I ride you? Can I take you down to Wrigleyville?
Singer of Pearl Jam arrested for riding a rhinoceros at Brookfield Zoo.
Brookfield.
That's how they say it in the Philippines.
I didn't do it. I didn't ride that rhino.
All right. It's been a silly hour. If you've enjoyed this past hour, you can find archived episodes of this show at freecrack.com. That's C-R-A-I-C. Or you can go to iTunes and search for it there at Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia.
Yep.
Stick around for the program following this one. That's the Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. The show starts at 6, and the sessions start at 7. I thought I would send us out.
Oh, yeah.
Since we're all rooting for the Loyola Ramblers, and they are kind of Hoosiers-esque this year.
Okay.
That we'd send us out with a little Jerry Goldsmith.
Good to me.
Clay, I remember, and the anniversary of your dad's passing just happened.
It did indeed.
God rest his lovely soul. But
yes,
when we were kids, your dad would light up a Vantage cigarette.
That's right.
In the New York, a Chrysler New Yorker that he had was maroon. And he would drive us around to our eighth grade basketball games, and he would blare this.